My name is Madeline Dosh. The origin of the bellflower apple species is something of a mystery. But by the early 19th century, it was highly thought of for both its beauty and for the character of its fruit. When the first settlers came to Oregon, of course, there were few apple trees here, nor many other fruits we took for granted. The first grafted fruit trees came west in wagons in the mid-19th century. Henderson Llewellyn was the first to make this journey. Part of the land where he and his brothers established nurseries is now the Waverly Country Club, across the Willamette River in Milwaukee. This bellflower apple is one of those trees. Henry and I didn't take possession of this land until it had passed through several hands. I bought it in 1880 in the hope that my husband would spend more time here, in the peaceful orchards, and retire from the boot and shoe business. He was a determined man. Why, at one time he walked from Omaha to Sacramento. He fought in the Civil War and re-enlisted several times, even after being wounded. He did finally turn his attention to horticulture. While this is not the oldest apple tree in the West, that title goes to trees planted in the 1820s at Fort Vancouver. It is believed the oldest in Oregon, and it's still beautiful.